Now, here's a different list of names. Maritza, Christina Branco, Ana Mora, and of course, the late great Amaya Rodriguez. All of them Portuguese queens of fado, their country's mournful musical style. Outside Portugal, fado isn't generally associated with men, but that is not to say that men don't perform it. The World's Marco Werman offers one example.
Music historians believe fado has its origins in the 15th century. The Portuguese Empire had spread across the world. Women in Lisbon would dispatch their men to sea, singing with heartbreak that they may never see them again. That's the story, anyway. When singer Antonio Zambujo goes to work, he doesn't worry too much about the history of fado and who supposedly created the music. Zambujo has garnered prizes in Europe in recent years, Best New Fado Voice, Best Fado Male Singer. Still, he doesn't think of himself as a fadisto.
I prefer musician.
36-year-old Antonio Zambujo says fado has always been one color in his inkwell of influences.
The base of what I do is in fado song, but it's not only fado. It has many influences like Chet Baker, I have Tom Waits, Tony Bennett, Sinatra, Nat King Cole, all of them.
So Zambujo has a lot of styles to choose from. To an ear that doesn't know fado so well, like mine, a lot of his latest recording, Guia, sounds like fado. This song certainly does, even though its title is Quase Fado, or Almost a Fado.
Trago no peito segredos, amores confessos, ocultos desejos, o tempo apressado, o beijo partido, inteiro aos pedaços da vida, eu duvido.
In a way, Zambujo has pushed back against fado his whole life. The first singers he heard were in his hometown in the Portuguese region of Alentejo. For centuries, the men in Alentejo have practiced a polyphonic style of chanting called Cante Alentejano. But Antonio Zambujo first made his mark as a musician in a fado singing contest when he was 16. He continued after to be inspired by jazz and Brazilian music, but the fado experience also led to gigs at the famous Club de Fado in Lisbon. If it wasn't for the fact that Zambujo knew he was still evolving as an artist, his next career move could have typecast him for life. In 2000, the manager of Club de Fado convinced Zambujo to play the role of the husband of the great fadista Amália Rodrigues in a blockbuster musical about her life, titled Amalia.
I didn't know what to do in music. I wanted to be a musician, but I was not sure about what to do, so I accepted the musical, and I did it for 4 years. It was funny, but that's not something I'm connected to. It's not my kind of music.
Antonio Zambujo is a quiet singer. He's not a Broadway belter, not a singer of show tunes. He is more suited to fado. But like some of his American musical role models, Sinatra, Bennett, Waits, Zambujo is also a dude, so I had to ask him about his cigarette break after a show.
I only smoke on a tour. I don't smoke. Usually I don't smoke at home when I'm in Lisbon, but sometimes I like to smoke just a cigarette or two after the concert because it's something very intense and very, very deep for me. And after that I need to breathe a little bit and I need to think about what I did, what I could do better, those things that I think everybody do.
For Antonio Zambujo, it's not a habit. It's just another step on his way to honing his sound. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
Eu quero marcar Z dentro do teu decote, ser o teu zorro de espada e capote, para te salvar a beirinha do fim. Depois não volte fácil vestir os calções, acreditar de novo nos papões e adormecer contigo ao pé de mim.
You can read Antonio Zambujo's lyrics in Portuguese and find out what this song, Zorro, means in English. It's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
Marcar ponto na tua atenção.